You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyin is contemplating some of the messages he sees around him on bumper stickers and billboards. And today he crafts an opinion on what they might really mean.
And a very good morning to you all. I saw some signs recently, and I wondered if the people who wrote these signs or displayed them had thought carefully about the possible unintended consequences of them. Allow me to explain. First, there was the bumper sticker. This particular bumper sticker, it's one that I've seen many times before, and it reads as follows. Life without Jesus. How's that working out for you? The word "that" is underlined, presumably for emphasis. Now, I have no idea really why someone would want to put that on their car, and I've never asked the people who have it on their car. Perhaps they are very happy having Jesus in their lives, and they genuinely believe that if you too had Jesus in your life, that you would be happy also, like them. Again, presumably they're assuming that if you don't have Jesus in your life, you're either miserable, or if you are happy, you must be self-delusional. So maybe, just maybe, they want everyone to be like them. Happy, happy, happy. And in a sense, that's okay. And I will defend their right to display that bumper sticker on their car. But if you do put a bumper sticker like that on your car, you must be prepared for unintended consequences. Some people might interpret a note of sarcasm in the tone of the message. How's that working out for you, loser? Or some might detect more than just a hint of arrogance or condescension. Some people might think, because Dr. Phil uses the expression, that they might assume that you, the bumper sticker person, that you watch Dr. Phil. Now, I assure you, I do not watch Dr. Phil, because, let's face it, I listen to NPR. The other sign that I saw recently was for the local Baptist church, which was inviting members of the Hispanic community to come worship with them. Their sign, which was in Spanish, read, "Why not come worship with your people here at our Baptist church?" Perhaps the people who put up that sign were thinking this might suggest support for the Hispanic community. Come along to our church. You'll meet other Spanish-speaking people. And I speak here from personal experience because I lived in France, and when I started living there, I spoke very little French, and I was very happy to hang out with other English-speaking people. It did help me to ease my way into a foreign language environment, and there was no doubt about that. However, maybe it's just the choice of words. Come worship with your people. A very good friend of mine has parents who are from Chile. He was born here in the United States and has lived all his life here, but he found the sign to be almost racist. What if, he argued, what if a black church had used a sign like that? What if the sign was in English, but the only people that were depicted in the photo were all pale-skinned white people? Could that be misconstrued as racist? Anyway, look, the next time you put up a sign or a bumper sticker, maybe you ought to get a friend to have a look at it for you first. You might be surprised at how the message is being interpreted. Then again, you may not care. Like those old people who come on my tours. You gotta love them, though. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.